The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 23, verses 1 to 12. Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' chair. Therefore, do whatever they teach you and follow it. But do not do as they do, for they do not practice what they teach. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on the shoulders of others. But they themselves are unwilling to lift a finger to move them. They do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long. They love to have the place of honor at banquets and the best seats in the synagogues, and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have people call them rabbi. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all students. And call no one your father on earth, for you have one father, the one in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant, and all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we hear Matthew talking about heavy burdens, he is referring to the multitude of Jewish laws that were required of the people. Jesus was condemning them for being all show and no depth. He condemned the teachers because they did not teach by example. Matthew wanted to convince his community that Jesus was the true teacher, that once they professed a belief in Jesus, their words and actions must reflect that belief. Yet if this is a living word, it must be saying something to us today. It must speak to us who hear the passage today. So often we are like the ones mentioned in today's scripture passage. We place such heavy demands on each other, demands that are impossible to fulfill. And then we get so angry when others do not live up to our expectations and will probably never quite measure up to what we expect of them. Sometimes, and maybe even more so, we place these heavy demands on ourselves. We're not good enough, not smart enough, not thin enough, not holy enough, not wealthy enough. And all these not enoughs get us tied up in a very big knot. And we just end up wallowing in our own self-declared unworthiness. We set such high and impossible standards for ourselves that we never measure up. It is against this kind of burden that Jesus speaks. Jesus calls us who are heavy burdened to come, and he will give us rest. Jesus comes to free us from our burden, not to weigh us down even more. Jesus teaches that we must help each other carry the burdens that life sometimes brings. But we are not to impose impossible burdens on others. I do not know the burdens you carry on your shoulders as you sit and listen to these words. But if you are like the people in my world, I can imagine some of them. Almost every week, I talk with people who carry the heavy, heavy burden of grief and loss. There are many filled with what seems to be an overwhelming grief and they do not know how they can go on with life. The burden is heavy, and they need someone to help them. Others carry the heavy responsibility of being primary caregivers for someone who is terminally ill or for elderly parents. Others carry the burden of addiction to alcohol or drugs, either their own or a family member's, and it dominates their life. There are some who carry very heavy family and financial responsibilities. Others who feel the severe plight of the economy today, and they have been downsized or right-sized out of a job. And others who have a job are living with the fear of losing it. Some have marriages that are in serious trouble, and that burden for both the husband and the wife, and almost always the children, is very heavy. Life brings with it enough burdens. We do not need to add impossible burdens for others to carry. We do not need to add impossible burdens for our own selves to carry. What are we to do to help carry those burdens? What do you do with the burdens that you carry? Some self-imposed and others that come from life itself. We need to turn to our faith, but we also need to turn to each other's. At times, we need to admit that we cannot carry our burdens alone. We must let others help us. At times, we need to reach out to lessen the burdens that others carry. Jesus' words through Matthew are about teachers who are not good role models of behavior and learning. His words go to the heart of that issue. Do everything they tell you, but do not follow their lived example. It is hard to listen to the words and instructions of those entrusted with teaching us when how they live does not match the way they live. Our tendency is to ignore it all. This passage is an indictment against hypocrisy that Matthew saw in his day, and it is a call to us to look at our own life to see if we are like the hypocrites that Jesus condemns, to look to see if the way we live matches the faith we profess. This passage is a reminder to Matthew's community and to us today that we have a role model to follow. We have the teacher. We have the teacher whose words matched his actions. We have Jesus Christ. And what Jesus taught was very simple and at the same time very complex. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Do not add the burdens to others and do nothing to help them. Do not put unnecessary burdens upon yourself. Love God, love others, and love yourself. It's that simple. It's that complex. So let's do it. Let's preach the gospel, but let's live the gospel that we preach.